This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a five-day visit across five states of South India from today, covering the states of Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. The campaign will kick off from Kanyakumari in Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister will be embarking on mega road shows as part of the campaign. The Prime Minister will visit Kanyakumari today. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting arranged by the state BJP unit at the grounds of the Vivekanand College at around 11 a.m. The Prime Minister had visited the state recently to launch several projects and also addressed a public meeting at Tirupur, Tirunelveli, Madurai and Tuticorin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is also scheduled to address two public rallies in Karnataka. BJP State General Secretary and MLA Sunil Kumar has informed media persons in Bengaluru today that the Prime Minister will address a public rally in Kalburgi on March 16th and another in Shivamoga on March 18th. Sunil Kumar also informed that BJP National President JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will be among the BJP leaders scheduled to visit Karnataka in the next few days. Mr. Modi will be holding a roadshow at Malkajgiri Lok Sabha constituency as part of his programs for 3 days during next few days in Telangana. He will also hold public meetings in Nagar Kurnool tomorrow and Jagtial 2 days later. He will be starting his election campaign today through his road show from Mirajguda to Malkajgiri crossroad for about 5 kilometers in the Malkajgiri Lok Sabha constituency. Prime Minister will also visit Kerala today to spearhead the election campaign of NDA in the state. The Prime Minister will also be visiting Andhra Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu will be gracing the Global Spirituality Mahotsav in Hyderabad this evening. The 4 day of one-of-a-kind spiritual congregation yesterday and will continue till Sunday at Kanha Shanti Vanam, the headquarters of Heartfulness, situated on the outskirts of Hyderabad. The event is bringing spiritual leaders from all faiths and beliefs to one platform at the world's largest meditation center. The Union Ministry of Culture is organizing the event in coordination with the Sri Ram Chandra Mission and others. Union Culture Minister G. Kishan Reddy earlier said the conference is in continuation of the country's Vasudev Kutumbakam ideology with solidarity among all classes, castes and religions. The newly appointed election commissioners Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu took charge of office today. In a social media post, the Election Commission of India said that Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar welcomed the two newly appointed election commissioners. Mr. Kumar and Mr. Sandhu were appointed election commissioners by the selection panel chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. The Election Commission yesterday uploaded the data on electoral bonds on its website as received from State Bank of India. The SBI had provided the data pertaining to the electoral bonds to the Election Commission on the 12th of this month in compliance with Supreme Court's directions. The data can be accessed at www.eci.gov.in/candidate-political-party. India has registered a significant jump of 14 ranks in Gender Inequality Index 2022. According to the Human Development Report 22-23-24, released by the UNDP, the country ranked 108 out of 193 countries with a score of 0.437 in GII 2022. Voting has begun in Russia for a 3-day presidential election from today. The polling began from the country's easternmost regions, Chukotka and Kamchatka, this morning. Kamchatka Governor Vladimir Solodov became the first regional head to cast his vote. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles quarterfinals of All England Open Championships in Birmingham. Commonwealth Games gold medalist Sen defeated Denmark's Anders Antesen in the pre-quarterfinals in a hard-fought match. World number 18 Sen will face Lee Shijia of Malaysia in the quarterfinals tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.